When you open the New Testament for the first time, you are opening a treasure. What I mean by that is that in this book that we have at the end of our Bible, this book that represents Gospels and letters, the book of Revelation, what we have is the great record of the things we believe in the church. It is a treasure indeed, but it is also an ancient treasure. And what I mean by that is this. The things that we have here inside of the New Testament come from an ancient world. It is a story that is precious to us. It is a story that comes from an ancient culture. It is a story from another land, very far away. It is a story that comes from 2,000 years ago. And so therefore, as we open this treasure and we begin to interpret and understand what is inside this treasure box, we are going to need some help. This is a story that comes from antiquity. It has a timeless message, but the story itself isn't timeless. Like any good story, it is wrapped in the clothing of a culture from antiquity. So you and I are going to have some coaching as we read some of the stories here inside of this book. The New Testament, of course, has 27 books. It is written in Greek. We have four Gospels that center on the life of Jesus. We have a book called the Book of Acts, which tells us how this fledgling group of apostles moved from their discipleship with Jesus into the growth of the early church. And then we have a whole list of letters, 21 letters inside of the New Testament written by people like Paul and Peter and John and James and so forth. And then lastly, we have the Book of Revelation that profiles what the end of time is going to look like. When we read the New Testament, it is embedded inside of a historical period, of course, and that historical period that we have to be acquainted with runs from roughly 300 BC until about AD 150. The New Testament itself concentrates on events which take place from roughly the first half of the first century. But like any period of time in history, it is going to be affected by events that are swirling around it centuries before and even some time after. Now, in order for us to be interpreters, good interpreters of the New Testament, there are some tasks which have to be a part of our job. We call this contextual interpretation. What it means is that we want to reconstruct the context of the New Testament as effectively as we can, so that when the stories that we read are laid into that context, suddenly the stories make sense. Let me give you some examples. When I think about bread manufacture, I think I understand that in the 21st century. I'm not sure, frankly, because I just go to a grocery store. But they didn't have grocery stores in the first century, and so therefore, when someone in the New Testament begins to work an analogy about bread or yeast, if I don't know anything about the ancient process of bread manufacture, it'll be impossible for me to understand what that analogy means. When it comes to collecting water and storing water and valuing the quality of water, well, in the 21st century, I don't even think about things like that. I just turn on the tap and I figure my city is going to make sure that this water is clean. But in the ancient world, they classified water in a variety of ways. Some of those ways were religious. Some of those had to do with hygiene, some with purity. So therefore, if I have a discussion in the New Testament about living water, if I don't understand that code language, and there's an important word, code language, if I don't understand the codes, the culture codes that are at work inside...